Tonight's shir, Simen Ayin Aleph, Seif Aleph. Simen Ayin Aleph, Avel v'oiskim b'meis, p'tur mekriyas shma. In Avel, and those engaged with the mace, those involved with the burial of a corpse, are exempt from kriyas shma. And even though it starts with Avel, the fact is we're going to begin with Onen. So we do have two distinct ideas of Onen and Avel, and usually the Avel, in fact, is Chayim and Kriyas Shema. It's the Onen who's exempt, but that's the language he uses. He uses the language Avel. Sif Aleph. Misha Meis Lo Meis, Shuchayv Lis Ablolov. If a person loses a relative and he's obligated to mourn that relative, the Hichas Avel supply, Afilu Einu Muto Olov Lekavo, even if it's not his personal responsibility to arrange the burial, he's exempt from reciting Kriyas Shema and from davening Shmon Esrei. And even if he wants to be strict upon himself, and he wants to say Shema, he's not allowed. If there's someone who will work on his behalf to prepare whatever is necessary for the burial, and then he wants to be strict upon himself to recite Kriyas Shema, Ein mochin biyado, we will not protest, we will not stop him. Ayein biyordeya simin shimimalaf, the note says, look ahead in yordeya shimimalaf. Mishtabura sif katan alaf. Shehu chayev, we begin with a person who loses a relative that he's obligated to mourn, shem shiva krovim, these are the seven close relatives of ve'em, father and mother, bein ubas, son and daughter, Ach v'Achos, brother and sister, v'Ishto, and his wife. Sifkaton Beis, Eino Mutol, even if it's not his responsibility to arrange the burial, Kagon, for instance, Shemes Achoso, Hanesu Olabal. His sister passed away, and his sister was married to him, her husband, the Habal Chayav L'Tapa L'Kruos. It's her husband who's responsible to arrange her burial, but the brother, who's not arranging the burial, is still one of these Avelim who is obligated to be engaged in the process, and he's not going to say Kriyas Shema or Shmon Esrei. Sifkar and Gimel Potter v'chulu is exempt from reciting Kriyas Shema. Fem Karin, if in fact he said Kriyas Shema, Eino Yoitze. He did not fulfill his obligation. V'tzarech lachzor v'lekos achra k'vuren, after the burial, he would have to say Kriyas Shema again.
Sifkar, even though the time has passed.
So that's the definition we'll get into with the Zman, that comes later on. Sifkar and Dalet, umit filo, and he's exempt from Shmona Esrei as well. V'chein, mikol ha-brachas. Mishnah Berurah says he's exempt from all brachas. Afilu b'rachas ha-ne'enin. Even brachas on foods, not just brachas on mitzvahs. U'mikol mitzvahs ha-muras b'torah, and of all the mitzvahs. Ki, the oinein is exempt from all brachas, from all mitzvahs. V'moitz ha-lechol pas, if he wants to eat bread, after in a tzorach levarach ha-moitzi, even though he doesn't say the brachah ha-moitzi, mikol malkom tzorach lito yodah, but he still has to wash his hands until he dies. But he doesn't make the bracha on washing his hands. The isurim remain. And the Be'er Locha points this out. He's part from all mitzvahs, but only mitzvahs say. The mitzvahs lois say, he's obligated, even by drabonans. So he can't eat without washing his hands, so he has to wash his hands. But a bracha he's not going to make. V'im yesh chabura be'ir, sheno hagen shekatafim miyuchadim lehotzimeis. If there's an established association in the city, and they are the pallbearers, and they are designated to take care of the nifter, after the relatives did what they had to do to make the arrangements, then they give it over to them, and they do the burial. Perhaps he doesn't spell it out. Maybe the family did the tahara, and then we give it over to these people to take care of the burial, the kavura. Misha masaru halahem. As soon as the body is given over to these designated people, miyad chay b'chol mitzvahs. Now all the mitzvahs become obligatory. V'afilu koydim sheyetzu mibayis, even if it's before the nifter leaves the house. Sheshuv einu mutalim, because at that point, once they deliver it over to the chevah kadisha, it's no longer in their hands. Well, if he's according to this, lo yofa oisim ha'oyinim, it's wrong for the oinim to wait the daven until after the burial. The take of kishin nispashu im chavur kadisha bad makom kavura. Once the family has made their arrangements and settled with the chavur kadisha for the location of the burial, for the burial plot, and they took care of the expenses, v'tzachrichim, they took care of the shrouds, chayav l'spal. So at that point, they should daven. But am l'fa'amim, sheidain einen shom be'ezim makim k'bur. Sometimes they're not settled yet where to do the burial. V'kvodu shomeis, they're still busy with the honor of the nifter. O kozman shemaspidin aso, or they're engaged in hespedim, which is also busy with the kavod shalemes, saying the eulogy. As I part it, so during that whole period of time, they're exempt. The take of achazem mutal hisbal v'chai, but after that, they can daven. They're obligated to daven. The way we do things, it's not settled to the burial because they still don't have a designated who the ones who are going to carry the aron. In those days, it was done. Like you're finished, you can go home. Here, they're not going home. They're going to the cemetery. They're going to be involved until the kavur. In a place we don't have a set chabura, a set association to take care of this, even though there are people who will be involved in the burial for him, the aninus extends until the burial, and they toss the dirt upon the nifter. As soon as they begin putting the dirt upon the corpse, the oval at that point can leave to the chapel by the cemetery. You can say Shema, and Shema Nesri there. If the aninus is getting close to the end of the Zman of Kriya Shema, which is the first quarter of the day, based on the length of the day, if at that point he would daven straight, he would miss his man Kriya Shema. Yikra Kriya Shema below brachos. He should say Kriya Shema without the brachos. Then he could daven in order. And then he could say Kriya Shema again with the brachos. So this is rather unusual from our perspective that they were finished the whole avaya and the kavura, and there's still zman for Kriya Shema. The zman has not elapsed. Typically, by our funerals, the Zman Kriya Shema is long gone by the time the burial takes place. But in the event that it didn't, and there's still time, so then he should calculate that if he has time to say Kriya Shema and not the rest of the davening, say Kriya Shema, and then he'll do the rest of the davening afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah continues, but if the aninus extended beyond the Zman of Kriya Shema, it's beyond 4 hours of the day, that's the Mogen Avram holds, the Birchus HaShachar, that the Birchus Hashach or the brach to say in the morning, then a mashak koydin barash amar that precedes barash amar lo yoimim, he shouldn't say them anymore. Af sheish lo panai, even though there's time in the day, kivin shebeshas iku chiyuv shubaburko hoy as potter. The Magen Avraham holds, since the oinin is potter saying brachos in the morning, which is the ikur zman of the birchas hashachar, so then when the aninus ends by the kavura, he does not at that point say Birchus HaShachar if it's past 4 hours of the day. Because Magen Avraham held the Ikur Zman of Birchus HaShachar is up to 4 hours of the day, which is the Zman Tefillah. The Birchus HaShachar should be said within the Zman Tefillah. That's the Ikur Zman. And if he was exempt during that time, then he's part of the rest of the day. V'yesh Cholkin Alav. Others disagree and say, no, the Zman of Birchus HaShachar is the whole day. So you didn't say it in the first 4 hours of the day because he was part of it, he was an oinin. So why shouldn't he say it later on? You could say Birchus HaShachar all day. What difference does it make? So the Magen Avraham says, no, he was part of Be'ikus Man Chiyuv, he's part of the whole day. Usfeik brachos lahakel, when it's a suffik brachos, machloikus, do you, don't you? We say no, don't make the brachos. Zulas Birchus HaTorah, but there's an exception. Birchus HaTorah, he's going to say. Uvirchus Shlo Asani Goy, Shlo Asani Oved, Shlo Asani Isha. And the three brachas, Shlo Asani Goy, Eved and Isha, he'll also say, Osin HaBrachas Afla Magen Avraham Yuchel Baruch. Even Magen Avraham agrees, those brachas can be said all day, even after 4 hours of the day. So he would say those brachas after the kavur. But he can't wear tefillin. Ayin le'el simin lamaches. If, hey, we discussed that before in simin lamaches. If he espal hashmon echsei brachas levad, and he can say shmon esrei. Ava birchas kriyishma, but as far as birchas kriyishma goes, Masbet b'shulchan aruch le'el b'simin l'mechese v'av, Dikvar of Zmano. The Shulchan Aruch at Simon and Ches seems to say that you can't. The Zman of Birchus Kriya Shema is the same as the Zman Tefillah. Once the Zman Tefillah has elapsed, you can no longer say Birchus Kriya Shema. So he's not going to say Birchus Kriya Shema. Ulfimasha Kosavti Le'el Besof Simon and Ches. Now, based on what I wrote before at the end of Simon and Ches Mishnah Berurah, Mudulo loymar af birchas kriyishma. He can't say birchas kriyishma. Kivin the beoinus of his man, since he was an oinus that he could not say kriyishma earlier. The halacha is that the zaman of birchas kriyishma is 4 hours in the day. But the Mishtabura mentioned if he's an oinus who is beyond his control, he can lie in the shittu so hold you have until chatzos. So the Mishtabura holds the halacha that even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to say he can't say birchas kriyishma, I think he can say birchas kriyishma because he was an oinus. It wasn't in his control. And therefore, as long as it's before chatzos, he can still say birchas kriyishma. Well, the kuli alma efsh diyachalom psukah de zimmer. Now, everyone agrees he can say psukah de zimmer. I in the air simon and base kudush b'kivay egel. Look back at simon and base kudush b'kivay egel. V'midayin lo kol hu arba shalos. Now, if 4 hours have not elapsed, shushlish hayom, which is a third of the day, rak shusamuch hazmanu, but it's getting close to that time. V'mispal kasey di avar zman atfila. If he davens in the order, he'll miss the zman atfila. V'yistarach lespal shmon esrei achar shosh hayom. He'll end up davening shmon esrei after the zman, after a third of the day. So he should skip Psukah D'Zimah, Yadar Psukah D'Zimah. He should say the brachas, because the brachas you're going to lose. Say the brachas, and then skip Psukah D'Zimah. U'ka'oifnish nesparah le'el b'simon le'beis din acher lavo, echar lavo le'beis k'neses. He should follow the way we described someone who comes late to shul, which means he'll say Baruch Shomer Asher Nishtamach, and that's it. Aval lo yadalag b'kriyash shema u'bir chaser klal, but don't skip kriyash shema, don't skip the birch kriyash shema. After Ayde Zeh Yemuchuch l'espal Shmona Esrei Acher Shoshom, even though Shmona Esrei gets pushed back past this man, he should still say Kriyishman de Brachos. Divya Chaim and Shamtaimer look there as reason about Yeshlech Ayin Fimash Kosim Etchila. And that we could question that. Ot Kosim Ederech Chaim. Derech Chaim writes further. The Eloha Brachos, these Brachos, Shlos Sani Goy, Shlos Sani Eved, the Isha, or Berchas Atara, Zman and Kalayom, this man is all day. Vafilo Acha Chatzos, even after Chatzos, Im Nikbar, if the burial took place and now it's beyond Chatzos, Yom, he should say those brachas. Avot filah Shmona Esrei lo yispal rak ad Chatzos, v'lo yoseh. But Shmona Esrei for Shacharis, he can't daven anymore. The outermost limit for Shmona Esrei for Shacharis is Chatzos. And the same is true for Birchas Kriyas Shema in the case of the Oinus. Once it's beyond Chatzos, that's history. Gam ein Tzorech lahashlamos atfilah b'tfilah smuch. And when you miss Shacharis because he was an Oinin, and now it's beyond Chatzos, which is a fairly normal scenario. So at that point, there's no tashlumim to make up for the mischachris. If he missed shachris, we don't say that when he davens mincha, he should daven a second shmoneh esrei for shachris. We don't say that. This is not like a case he forgot. Onenas, or he was forced in a situation he couldn't do it. In those cases, if he forgot, he was an oinus. And in daven, there's tashlum, he can make it up by mincha. We don't say that here. In the cases where we say Tashlumim, he was obligated. But for whatever reason, he didn't end up davening. He was part of Mikra Locha. He's exempt. So if he's part of Mikra Din, there's no Tashlumim. The same thing is true of Mincha Marv. If he missed Mincha, there's no Tashlum by Marv because he was an honest. And the same if he missed Marv, there's no Tashlum by Shachris. Vahani Mili, when do we say all this? That's when the mace is before him from the time davening, the chi of the daven starts until the zman elapsed. That means the person passed away before Alos HaShachar and the kavur only finished after Chatzos. So the entire zman of tefillah, he was in a matzav of aninus, he was potter. The mace was already, the person passed away, was there by Alos, by dawn. And the sun came out until Chatzos, and it's not Chatzos, and then finally the burial. But if the petira occurred after Alos HaShachar, if the person passed away and there was already a chiv to daven before the person passed away, the sun is up, or the sun is, the sky is bright. Even though the burial took place after Chatzos, mashlim bizman mincha. Now there's tashlumim. Now there's tashlumim by mincha. The hoil v'chal v'achiv mitchilas eis shabol zman tefillah. Since the obligation to daven was there, intact, when the zman tefillah came, afal pishlo hayushos ligmar tefillah. You didn't have time to daven everything by the time the petira occurred. Mikol malkam kivin shechal v'achiv. But since the obligation came upon him, chayav lahashlam achach tefillah bizman mincha. He'd be obligated to mashlim by mincha the shmoneh for shachos. The afshar is very possible to present that in this scenario, chav gam can levorach birchas shachar. He would have to say all the birchas shachar. Im lo berachon baboiker, if he didn't say them in the morning, kishakami mitas when he got up from bed. Because the zman of chiyuv was there and he was obligated and he didn't say the brachas yet. Look back at the halacha where he says that we're soimich that the zman brachas is kolayom. So even though the Magen Avraham said that if he's potter in the zman chiyuv and 4 hours have elapsed, forget it, you don't say those brachas, just birchas the Torah and shaloh asani goy and so on. In this case, when there was part of the morning that he was mechuyev before the petira, then even though Magen Avraham, he would be mekel and say you should say the brachas after the kavura as long as it's still daytime, and we don't worry about the 4 hours. Magen Avraham's case was when he was part of the entire zman from alos hashachar through the zman tefillah. In that case, he says, if he was part of then, he's not chayiv later on. But if he was chayiv then a little bit, just like the chayiv teshlum and shmoneh esrei, he'd be chayiv to say the brachas as well. Se'if katan hey lahachmir. If a person the oyin wants to be machmir, and he wants to say shema and daven shmoneh esrei anyway, even though he's potter, it's not allowed. So the mishnah perishu mar b'she'ein lo mishi asok b'tzerchem meis. We're talking about the case when he's responsible to take care of the mace. There's no one else taking care of the nifter. Inami or the mar b'chol gam. It's every case. Shasru b'nei kosha mace. The chum said you don't daven as an oyin because of covered of the mace. People shouldn't say that the nifter is light in the eyes of the oinen. He's not worried about the petira. I believe there's two pshatim as to why the oinen is pater from kriyas shma tefillah. One is the geder of oisim is the pater from the mitzvah, and the other one is this part that is covered in mace. It's partial covered in mace. It's not about part. It's covered in mace. It's not about oisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah, even if you're not. It's covered in mace. It's not covered for the mace that you're doing other things right now. And memela, that's the, I think, the two stodom is being over here. The first part is, ein lomish yasok, so he's got to do it. He doesn't miss about a mitzvah. Inami, even if he's not oisik, doesn't make a difference. Kvedish lo mace. So the Mishnah Berurah says this is the view of the Mechaber Mikra Hadin that he should not, under any circumstance, be davening and saying Shema when he's in Oinim. And when he says afterwards that if there's someone else being Mishtadel and he wants to be Machmer, Ein Moichin, we don't protest with something to say. We can't stop someone who wants to do this. He has who to rely upon. If someone else is taking care of the kavura, so we can't stop him. He shouldn't. We hold even then he shouldn't. Even though someone else is taking care of it. But we can't stop him. There's someone taking care of the nifta for him. Perish. Even if it's his responsibility to do the burial. But he has people who will take care of it for him. He wants to be machmir. Ain't mochin biyada. We won't stop him. Zeh das Ravi. That's the Ravi. Because the Rashal but tshuva siman ayin shachshol in the Ravi. Rashal writes in the tshuva. We do not hold it this Ravi. So we are mochin. We don't let. There's no such thing as being machmir on yourself. So like the Rashal, we don't rely on this. Even if he has plenty of people around him who take care of all his things, he's a wealthy man and has all his secretaries and this and that. No, he's got to be doing this himself. He cannot rely on them. And they'll take care of it anyway, but it doesn't make a difference. He can't be machmir. Sifkan Zion, Simon Shin Mem Aleph. So the note, Amor brings, look ahead in your Adaya, Shin Mem Aleph. Tisham Pasak, there the Psak is, the Ein Rasha L'Hach L'Chol Gavnei, that the Onein can never be strict upon himself, no matter what the circumstance. V'chein Ikr, that is the Ikr L'Halacha. If there's a child who's an oinah for his father, and there are other people besides him taking care of the nifter, he can go to shul to say kaddish. That's covered for the father. So everyone would agree that's okay. And certainly Shabbos and Yontif, because there's really no aninus on Shabbos and Yontif. He can't do any involvement for the nifter. So he can go to shul and he can say Kaddish before the kavur. This is if there are no other avelim. If there are other avelim, no. That means they used to have the minig that only one person would say the Kaddish, and the oinin who wants to go to shul cannot usurp the ovel's Kaddish. So if there's an ovel in shul saying the Kaddish, the oinin will not override. If you follow arm, if there are no avelim, they can say Kaddish. And our minig is everyone says Kaddish. So we say he should go to shul and say Kaddish.